He said it really is an amazing drug.
This is Monticello resident Dennis O'Brien recounting a conversation with his doctor.
Because it stimulates your immune system into saying something in your body is foreign that shouldn't be here.
They had this conversation after O'Brien's stage 4 lung cancer had mutated and chemotherapy no longer worked. His doctor suggested something he'd never heard of before, immunotherapy.
But he said it's nothing different than when you were a child and had mumps or measles or chicken pox.
So chemotherapy kills the cancer, but immunotherapy tells the body to fight it. O'Brien is now part of a clinical trial at the Indiana University Simon Cancer Center in Indianapolis. But this newly available treatment isn't really that new, says IU Health medical oncologist and associate professor Dr. Ted Logan.
So this is the article that I hand out to residents when they ask me what the heck I'm doing.
Over 100 years ago, bone surgeon William Coley began researching cancer after one of his patients died from it.
And this is his first paper from 1893.
He found evidence of a tumor shrinking after a patient came down with a serious infection, so he tried injecting bacteria into patients, and in one case, a tumor disappeared forever.
This, in my judgment, is where immunotherapy starts in this country.
But then radiation came along, and immunotherapy fell by the wayside. Until recently, a number of breakthroughs in the last couple of decades resurrected medical and research interest, and it's working well for many patients who are not responding to other therapies.
Some of them have complete responses that can last years.
But a lot of questions remain to be answered, like why it works on some types of cancer and not others. Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly is on the front lines of development and has helped manufacture three of the new medicines. Dr. Richard Gaynor, Senior VP of Oncology Development and Medical Affairs at Lilly, says immunotherapy is changing the way doctors fight cancer, but he stops at saying cure.
We never like to use the term cure because, you know, cancer can occur and recur later on. I think what we're learning is the immune system is really important. The other thing we've learned that's not going to be sufficient.
Gaynor sees the future of cancer treatment in a combination approach using cell-based therapy, personalized genetic medicine, and vaccines. Or even combining chemotherapy and immunotherapy, two treatments that have worked for Dennis O'Brien, who just received his 25th cycle of immune infusion therapy in Indianapolis. The clinical trial he's in has over 700 participants.
How are you there?
Only about 5% have had the response rate that O'Brien has, and on his last scan, they could hardly make out the tumor. O'Brien hopes his results will lead to more answers.
To help more people beat cancer. If you want to call me a guinea pig, I don't care. But if I can save one more life because of what I've been through, it's all worth it.
There are now over 83 clinical trials open nationwide, and a growing number of Indiana oncologists are offering FDA-approved immunotherapy medicines. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.